Would you like to be seated, please? I like to have prayer sitting down. Now, if you don't like that, that's forgive me. But I find when I'm standing, I'm always on my balance. And when I sit down, I can pray better or kneel. You may wonder why I'm here. And there's a few people that remember me from way back in the Dark Ages. I'm afraid I'll miss somebody. But is Mrs. Cooper here? I think she's the oldest one still living. Rhoda Cooper? I didn't see her this morning. Is she well?
Shut in.
Okay, and Pete and Ruth Yacko, they're from back there. And Eileen Wiltrek, trying to be Mrs. Wiltrek back in those days. How about the Shermans? Are they here? Okay. My, your hair's different. Anybody else? Bob Tierney remembers me from playing softball. He said I never improved. Pardon? Andersons, are they here? Okay, good. Good to see you all. All right, this morning as we look to the Lord in prayer, I want you to do something that I think is a little different, but I'm going to suggest six things to you that I want you to pray for silently. And really, I want you to give thanks for them, because this is a Sunday before Thanksgiving. And have you tried to pray a prayer of Thanksgiving only? Try it this morning. Let's bow in silent prayer, and I will give you a few moments for each of these, and then I will lead in prayer, and we'll close with the Lord's Prayer. Thank God this morning for your country. Thank God for your church and all that has happened to it through these years, and its growth and its blessing. And it's meeting your needs. Thank God for your pastor, who is there to feed you spiritually. He's there to minister to you in a time of need. Thank God for your home that God has so graciously given you to live in. Thank God for the health that you enjoy day by day. And thank God for your friends. Our loving Father, we come to you this morning. These are just a few things for which we can give you thanks. We thank you, Lord, oftentimes for the roads that we have across our country that help our travel, for the cars that are so comfortable to travel in, for the church and its ministry, and for the people that have come into our lives. There are many, many things for which to thank God. Thanking him for the medical profession today to be able to help us in the time of our need. Thank God for friends who encourage and lift us up. And there are many, many, many things that we can give you thanks, Lord. Even in the times of distress and in the times of stress, in the times of discouragement, we can look around and thank the good Lord that we have other things that haven't happened and your goodness is extended to us. And thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, whose birthday we will soon celebrate. And thank you, Lord, for his resurrection and the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit, who moves upon our hearts, who guides and directs us, and who meets so often. Lord, thank you for all that you have given us and all that you do for us. Thank you, dear Lord. And now let us pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.